Democrats prepare to dump Biden now that he served his purpose. So they just needed a lamb. They just needed a sacrificial, it wasn't a lamb. They needed a goat, a Baphomet goat, a sacrificial Baphomet to represent them and then to play regime insertion or coup insertion leader. Now that he's in there, and now that it's become apparent to the planet of just how incompetent he is, they are, supposedly Democrats are now preparing the death trap. Now, I don't know how they're going to get away with this, but perhaps it's not a coinkydink that Slick Hilly is showing up all of a sudden and is blanketing the airwaves on every cable news channel that there is, going on any show that will have her and then some that won't, making them have her.
We've been doing this for far too many years to not know that when they start making their rounds like that, something is afoot.
Well, especially when it applies to one of the principal architects of this regime and all that preceded it. Is it a coincidence that Hillary just all of a sudden is, hi, yeah, my pitties. Here's my little talk that I wrote for you today. Just a coincidence that the Wicked Witch of all points on the compass just happens to show up. And people begin throwing the usual bromide accolades. Or, oh, if only she would have been pissed, she'd be in her second term. Now, Mrs. O'Connell is insisting that they're going to find a way to make Hillary president. And I'm going like, I don't know how that's possible. Something's going to happen.
Kamala, they could easily just throw Hillary up in there.
Again, how are they going to, how do you even get Hillary to be vice president? You know, we'd have to get out the 24th, 25th amendments to the Constitution, if they're lengthy. And we'd have to read the amendments and try and figure. Well, no, you know, that's a really good point, Maggie. Does it matter? Oh, well, no, it doesn't. Well, couldn't they just go like, yeah, we had a meeting. Nancy Pelosi and Chuckle Schmuckle Schumer and the usual suspects had a meeting. And they got together and they decided, you know what? We don't like Kamala la la la. We're going to send her back to California and she can go back to, how she got to the top. She can go back to, trying to climb another ladder. So we're just going to get rid of her. We chose Hillary to take her place. Now, I am convinced that there is no possible way that the actual regime leader, Dr. Jill Misanthrope Biden, would allow Hillary within 1,000 yards of the White House. You think she likes Hillary? Oh, so this is a Wayans movie then? White Girls? This White Girls, White House edition? Without the Wayans brothers in it. Starring Hillary. You know what? Today is the fourth Tuesday of Advent. I don't care. Here's what I do care about. So President Trump, who is the actual president, but who isn't, is getting ready to launch this right-wing media or this conservative media, social media company. And again, social media is the drug. The fantasy is the same one that Republicans and, quote, conservatives, close quote, have been selling to a gullible population since just before Barry Goldwater That is, they've taken all of the toys and prizes from us. Now we're going to have our own. We're going to have our own infrastructure. As a matter of fact, there's at the Federalist, there's another story there about how libtards are now out there complaining and bitching and whining and moaning about the fact that Trump is and others are erecting their own, our own infrastructure for social and other broadcast media. Well, Fox News has always been there. The idea that there's been no infrastructure, you know, the internet is a very large infrastructure. Almost anyone, the only reason I know this is because I've been forced to learn it, but almost anyone can become a web host server. All you need is a decent connection and a way to register a DNS number or a domain name server number, an account with one of the big DNS aggregators, which could be, you could use GoDaddy if you wanted to, and then a server, a machine that can run. You don't even have to have a fancy one. You can run a Linux server, which is shareware, open source. So the idea that there's some mystery to the hardware is not mysterious at all. As a matter of fact, look how within the space of, 6 months or so, Andrew Torba at the Gab site was able to upgrade all of his hardware. He had to change payment systems. He had to do all sorts of things, but he was basically able to make his own infrastructure. It's notable, though. Well, we're all about free speech. We don't care about the media. We just want to get our message out. You know that Trump never did take Torba up on his offer of a gratis Gab Pro account and prominent position on the Gab platform, and Torba offered it to him. It's probably still an offer, although it wouldn't matter now because obviously Trump's going to make his own. But the point is, there's nothing new under the sun here when it comes to this this promotion of media or the delivery of media. It's possible. Hell, I could do it. It may not be profitable, may not make a financial sense, but in any event, we have audio today. This isn't surprising to me. We have audio today that doesn't surprise me and won't surprise many of you. President Trump, 45 and 46, he did win the election. They didn't count the votes correctly, but he did win. And interview with, or he's on a stage somewhere with Bill O'Whiney, and O'Whiney's up there boasting and bragging about the fact that he got the corona jab and the booster, and then he asks Trump if he got the booster, and Trump says, China. No. Trump says, I got the booster, yeah. Just a small group out there, just a small, discontented group yelling, this should be a deal breaker for many people. Now, if he wants to get it of his own free will and volition, fine. That's not what why he continues to insist about it in public. He continues to insist about it in public because, number one, he will claim, if he does run for something again, he will claim that it was his idea, that Biden basically coattailed it and stole it from him, and that it was his genius and his connections in the business world that made it all possible, which just drives many of us nuts because we go like, dude, the side effects of this, you don't want to be connected to this. Why in the world would anyone want to be connected to this? As a matter of fact, I didn't get enough time to do the requisite amount of due diligence on this, but I trust the source. It's Celia Farber. And she had a couple of, she has a Substack. And on her Substack, she had a couple of items yesterday. Here's one. This is the minor league one. Cornell openly states that virtually every case of Omicron is found in fully vaccinated people. That's one thing. So this is Cornell University basically closing its campus down for the remainder of the year and into some unknown time in 2022 because students are testing positive for the Omicron, Megatron, end of the world doom virus that infects so many. And it infects so many that don't even know they're infected. Harvard University, Stanford University, and Cornell University, which have all exceptionally high vaccination rates. By the way, Cornell University, 99% vaccinated. 99%. The 1% represents people that had prior conditions and were told you probably should not get a vaccination. Again, I use an air finger quotation marks. Cornell officials reported some 900 corona doom cases in the past week, with many being the Omicron variant, and school has a 99% vaccination rate. Vice President for University Relations Joel Molina said, virtually every case of the Omicron variant to date has been found in fully vaccinated students, a portion of whom had also received a booster shot. Isn't the booster shot an admission that the first two didn't work? Or if they did work, that they don't work any longer? But wait, these people have been advertising this. Remember the vaccine rollout. Get it once and you're set for life. Then it became, okay, all right, we made a mistake. You got to have two. It's probably going to take two injections for you to be set for life. And then it was, not set for life, right? And then the beta variant, the alpha variant, and the beta, then the gamma, then the delta. Ooh, the Delta Doom was a big one. And all along, this requires the willing participation. Let me rephrase that. The willing, imbecilic participation of the public. Because not only do you have to say it, you have to get majorities of people to repeat it and believe it and then act upon it. Oh, okay. Well, they told us that all we needed was two. And times have changed. The virus is so deadly and lethal, it has morphed. It is now super virus. Right. It is now super virus. So it requires public participation. If all the public was sitting here going like, I don't believe you, this would be, well, part of it would be over. And there's an article about this at the Epic Times. If you don't want to take Celia Farber's word, then go to crusadechannel.com/epic, and you'll find this. Omicron sparks wave of closures nationwide as White House warns winter of death is coming. Now, Biden started talking about the winter of death in spring of this past year. The statement that was put out 2 days ago by the Biden regime that all of you unvaccinated out there, yeah, enjoy dying, enjoy death, enjoy sickness, enjoy, I mean, it was like a government agency put this out? It's like something out of a bad dystopian novel turned movie.